plays this version of What's in the Box?
I don't know. It's on YouTube. It's pretty awesome.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. You say that every time I play it, actually.
I know. Every version of it, I absolutely love. I do love the one with Steve Martin, too. Those are all good. Oh, there were lyrics. I thought they were just going to play...
The box is all by your side. The box is all the same. There's a green one, and a pink one, and a blue one, and a yellow one. And they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
Okay. Craig, that's in my top five.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But there's like 30 of them that I love. You're right. I do love them all. That does mean it is time to play What's in the Box. Craig, who are our contestants on the line?
We have two contestants. First, we have Laurel calling in.
Hey, Laurel, how are you doing?
Hi, Patty. Great. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm excited that you're playing What's in the Box tonight.
Thank you.
Have you heard us play before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, this is exciting.
I'm a first-timer.
Wow, me too. Me too.
I know. You and Scott, we're going to teach you both. All right, who else do we have on the line, Craig?
We have Kevin. Is there another caller?
Hey, Kevin, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I love Celtic music, and I don't know how to play either.
All right, then we have two newbies on the line to play What's in the Box. Is it Laurel or Lauren?
Laurel, L-A-U-L-E-L.
Laurel. Uh-huh. Like the leaf. Like the beautiful leaf. Uh-huh. Yes, like a laurel crown. So Laurel and Kevin are going to play What's in the Box. Laurel, do you shop online?
Yes, I do.
When you go shopping, how much do you rely on the reviews for the particular product you're going to buy?
None.
Kevin,
half
none.
Half and half.
Half and half.
Oh,
Kevin,
I'm
why
sorry.
Don't you? Why don't you? No, it's okay, Kevin. Why don't you use the reviews?
Oh, none at all.
No,
whatsoever.
You just rely.
No, I have gotten three boxes from Amazon to fix my computer with a power cable, and uh-huh. They've all been wrong.
This is why you should look at reviews.
They all promised me that it was the right one.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I rely pretty heavily on reviews. I'll actually, if something has less than 4 stars, I'm less likely to even bother with it. But what I found from reading a lot of reviews is how similar the reviews are for two particular items. Well, in the kitchen, there's a wide range of items, like a blender.
I know it now. Okay.
Yeah, usually,
I think I know this
game. I'll be
game.
Good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, the same thing I do. We know what's going on here, though.
And one's an appliance, right?
That's right. It's either an adult toy or...
play.
Oh, wonderful. Well, welcome to the game. I'm very excited.
Thank you.
Okay,
so
Roger and Scott have reviews in front of them, and your task, after you've heard each one of them, we're going to go back and forth. First, the best of five wins, and you get to choose which card you want. You both win. We have an Apt Electronics gift card and a Lou Malnati's gift card, so the winner will choose.
Oh,
and second
I want
place.
The Lou Malnati's.
I want the Lou Malnati's.
Oh.
We'll go together.
Look at this.
Wow.
I don't even know what kind of competition this is anymore. Okay, so... All right, so your task at hand is after you hear the review, tell us if you think it's a toy or an appliance. You don't have to tell us what kind of toy, and you don't have to tell us what kind of an appliance. You'd be surprised how many people try. There's no reason to guess that. Just do you think the reviewer is describing or rating a toy or an appliance? Roger Badich, are you ready to read for Laurel?
Why, I certainly am.
Yay!
And I've gave Scott all the good ones.
Yeah, these are...
You always have good ones.
These are awesome.
Okay, here we go. For the first one.
Yes.
Works as advertised. Had it for a few months now and works great.
I'm going to say it's a toy.
It's an appliance.
Oh.
You see how that works there?
All right, round one. All right, Kevin, here we go. Scott Stantis will read for Kevin.
Okay, Kevin.
Yes, ma'am.
Love how it looks and the remote that comes with it. Packaged well, everything needed was included. Substantial and beautiful.
Oh, that's a toy for sure.
I wish you. No, it's an appliance.
I don't know what it is.
Yes, it's substantial and beautiful.
Appliance. Oh, and a beautiful one. All right, we have goose eggs on the board right now. Laurel and Kevin are tied at zero. Nada. Nothing. All right. Roger, will you please read for Laurel?
Sweet.
You sound like my wife.
Nada for you. Sorry. Go ahead, Roger.
I was lucky enough to be able to be one of the first to review, and I have to say, bravo. Totally worth getting.
It's a toy.
You're correct.
Hey, all there right. We go. We've got something on the board. Laurel is now pulled ahead by one. Scott, how can you help Kevin out here?
Kevin, this is my second. The electrical cord or something got a short in it after probably 15 years of use.
That's an appliance.
It's a toy.
What? Oh, no. 15 years. That is impressive.
That's like a member of the family.
So I mean,
that's
fair.
I told you I gave him the good ones.
That is a 15 years.
That was a good one, Roger, and I love you too.
All right, Laurel is now ahead 1-0.
We're losing.
You are not losing. You're just not scoring.
We're all winners here.
This is a safe place.
It's a safe place. Yeah, there's no judging. Laurel, Roger will read for you.
Okay.
Here we go. Thank you for everything.
You stop that.
Sorry. You know what happens when you do that? I start losing it.
You're welcome, Roger.
Sorry, sorry. All right, calm down.
Okay. God, we all sound like we just finished something. Like we all have toys. You need a cigarette.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to say it now.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you for everything. You are an amazing company and bring so many people happiness.
Aww.
I'm going to say it's an appliance.
Ooh, it's a toy.
Wow. With so much confidence that everybody's happy.
Yeah,
all right.
Everybody happy now.
The game remains scored. Laurel has won. Kevin is still waiting to catch
up. Okay, Kevin, here you go.
Scott, here you go.
Yes, ma'am.
Nice product. Very detailed, but bigger than expected.
I'm sorry. Come on.
You never know. Okay, that's the beauty of this game.
Yes, toy. It's a toy. Yes,
bigger than expected. You know, what's missing from that review is the unspoken. Better than expected, but not disappointed. All right, go ahead, Roger.
Should I hand off to my wife?
Here we go.
Okay.
And I'll say it as it's written.
Okay. It's for Laurel. Yes.
Wow! That is all I have to say about it, as it encompasses my thoughts completely.
Ooh.
Wow!
Huh.
There were two wows in there.
Were they capital wows?
The wows were capitalized.
It's right, a toy. Cool.
It's
toy.
Correct.
Ooh.
Yay.
Laurel's now pulled ahead 2-1. Kevin, Scott will read for you. I feel like we should switch it up a little bit, but I don't know how we would do that.
Let Roger read 2 in a row. They are his reviews anyway.
All right. Do you mind, Scott? We're going to have Roger read for Kevin so we can switch up a little bit.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. Roger, read for Kevin.
Oh, I'm so, okay.
Yes.
Make sure you buy from a reputable dealer like this one.
Sorry. Oh, that's it?
Oh, that's all.
Yeah, that was it. I'm sorry.
Make sure you buy from a reputable dealer
like this one.
Like this one.
Appliance.
Ooh, it's a toy.
No.
Yes.
Because,
you got to get a reputable
product.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't want something that's been repackaged. Okay.
No.
Laurel?
Well, it's always, if I didn't keep getting hit in the arm by my wife, I'd probably be better.
She really wants that pizza, doesn't she?
Is that a metaphor? Okay,
I think
no.
So.
Go. Okay, no. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, Laurel.
Oh,
here
it
go.
Could be. No, I.
All right, Scott's reading for Laurel. Here we go.
Here, Laurel. It's short. This is very short. It says, so cute and fun! Exclamation point. So cute and fun!
Toy.
Appliance.
Wow.
What's our score?
It is 2-1. Laurel is ahead.
Woo!
All right, here we go.
Why are we running out of reviews? Or are we good?
No, I've just accessed an additional supply of reviews.
Oh, all right then.
Here we go.
All right. For Kevin, who was behind by one and being beaten by his wife.
I don't know which is more fun.
See how this turns out.
Here we go. A bit loud, despite whisper quiet claim.
That's appliance for sure.
Correct.
What?
It's an appliance.
Oh, yeah. Tied up. 2-2. Scott, do you have remaining reviews?
I've got tons. Here we go.
Oh, tons.
Laurel, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, the electric cord can get in the way, but it is so worth it.
How many O's are on the so? Is it just so worth it or so?
One, two, three, four mm-hmm. O's is mm-hmm. so worth it.
It makes a difference. The O's make a difference. The O always makes a difference.
Ooh, tough one, because I'm not... mm-hmm. I'm going to say appliance.
Oh, man, toy.
Yeah. I didn't even know, but I'm telling you, when someone uses that many O's, they mean it.
Yes.
Toys with cords, really?
Thank you, Kevin.
One O, nothing special. Four O's,
yeah.
Go with the toy.
Yeah. Yeah.
O and O and over again. All right, Roger, will you please read for Kevin?
I would love to. Here we go. All right. The only disappointing thing about this was that we couldn't go any higher, and it did become quite boring after a little while.
That's a appliance.
That's a toy.
What? Woo-hoo! I've had that one. I'm sorry. I think it's repetitive. You're like, that's all you got? Come on, switch it up a little bit.
Okay, Laurel?
Yes, yeah. Laurel.
Okay.
We're still tied.
We enjoy many different ways, and this is perfect for our needs. God.
Choked her up on that one. Say what?
I'm afraid it. What?
Did you say?
No, it's an appliance.
Oh, no.
We enjoy many different ways. Okay. Then. All right.
Yeah, it's
Kevin?
A George Foreman grill, maybe.
Yes, ma'am.
Roger will read for you now.
All right. You got to get Thank this you. One. All right. Wait a minute. Where's. Oh, here we go. But the great news is I can use the lower settings with people home.
Oh, that's for sure an appliance.
That's a toy! I thought you'd get that one. Oh, no.
This has to be... Laurel, I have to say, this is my favorite one, and God bless you for trying here, because here we go. You ready?
Okay.
I says, I have just gotten this product, and it's great. I just wish they'd make a bigger size to give people another choice.
I'm going to go appliance.
No, it's a toy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. May I read one for Kevin? Because this really was.
Yeah,
this is actually my favorite. I actually misread. This is my favorite one on this list. You ready, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
You can take the lead here. I drew. hold on. Okay. I drilled a hole in it from the bottom up. Then I inserted a stainless steel rod into it. Now it's perfect.
That's an appliance.
No, it's a toy.
What did I miss? What did I miss? The power went out of my box.
Yeah.
What happened?
Patty, I thought we had no reacting from you anymore, and I kept asking Adam. I'm like, is Patty still on the show?
I was laughing so hard, I knocked the power cord out of my Comrex. Power out of my box. What did I miss? What did I miss?
You missed the one with the steel rod that they put in.
Yes, I drilled a hole in it from the bottom up. Then I inserted a stainless steel rod into it. Now it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes a steel rod is all you need.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And did they get it right? Where
no
are we?
What, no one's got it. Right. We actually, we're going to go into the next point.
No,
wins.
She thinks all I'm right. being dirty.
All right, next point's
so
going
to
win. Take all, winner take all on the next point that's all right. scored.
Oh, so
okay.
this is it?
Yep.
No, only whoever scores, yes.
Yeah, you're reading for Laurel.
Laurel, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay, Laurel, here we go.
Okay.
It certainly doesn't lack on power. It has six speeds and patterns.
Patterns. Now,
what?
It certainly doesn't lack on power. It has six speeds and patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say appliance.
It's a
toy.
What? Wait. Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Pattern?
Scott, I'll explain the patterns later.
Thank you. I'm such a... I'm so naive. I never...
Because you can go short bursts, long bursts, and then you can go short... You can alternate between short bursts and long bursts. Yeah, it's...
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, sorry.
Can I possibly win?
And then the intensity. You can go high intensity, low intensity. That's how... That was what you were saying earlier. There was a review that it was got boring after a while.
Yeah.
Because there were no patterns. Okay. And no choices.
Okay. So do I read this for Kevin then, or?
Well, because then sometimes you also have the... Never mind. Okay. Who's reading for...
I'm reading for Kevin.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yes,
go for
please.
It. The machine is quite heavy and overheats more quickly than I would like.
That's appliance. Sure.
It's a toy.
No!
Oh, no!
Oh my God. Craig, should we take a quick break and see if a break it lets everybody
sure, yeah, let's take a quick
reset.
Break.
Quick break, and we will see who wins What's in the Box after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.
Made out of ticky-tacky, and they all go just the same.
Yeah. If you're listening Pretty Late, I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. I'll be having two conversations, one with you and one with Scott Santis, and then those actually merge into a conversation with everybody. On the line with us, we have two contestants playing What's in the Box. Laurel and Kevin are tied in a heated battle. It's 2-2, and next one to get the correct answer will win their choice of either a Lou Malnati's gift card or an Apt Electronics gift card to use. By the way, I need to know who was last. I think it was Laurel. Yes, I think Scott wrote for Laurel.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, Kevin. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, so Kevin is up. Roger, please read for Kevin.
All right, Kevin, you can't miss on this one. Here we go. I can confidently tell you without hesitation that this is the only, capitalized, one on the market worth getting for those in a morning rush.
Hey, what a good way to start the day. What was that?
What'd you say? It's an appliance, and you are correct.
Oh, we have a winner. There you go, Kevin. But it's out.
I won, honey. Congratulations.
Yay. Very exciting.
Thank you, Laurel.
Well, thank you both, Laurel and Kevin.
Yeah, guys. That's fun.
We will hook you up with prizes. Craig will take your information off the air. Thank you so much for both being our What's in the Box contestants and playing for the first time.
You,
absolutely.
Patty.
Thank you both. Have a wonderful rest of your week and enjoy your weekend.
Bye-bye.
And your Lou Malnati's pizza. Everyone go to loumalnati's.com for all the locations in the Chicagoland area. You can also order frozen pizza delivered anywhere in the country. You can also go to aptelectronics.com. Steve Shapiro is the guy to see out there. He'll help you. He'll point you in the right direction. If he can't take care of you, somebody can out there. Scott, have you ever been to Apt Electronics out in Glenview?
I have not.
It's palatial.
Yeah,
you have to go out there.
It's awesome.
Oh,
it's gorgeous.
I know. It's just so much fun out there.
It's like,
you could spend the better part of a weekend.
Yes.
And get lost and have a good time too.
I think we should. I want to do a remote from there. I want to do one of our. We're doing a new film series. We are doing a segment called Semper Film. We are watching military movies with Marines. One of our favorite guests, Sergeant Paraka, had never seen movies like Stripes. Or A Few Good Men. I know. He's never seen The Guns of Navarone. I'm saying.
Oh, good Lord.
I know. Heartbreak Ridge.
What are they teaching these children?
The Longest Day.
He's never seen The Longest Day.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So maybe we can ask our friends out at Apt Electronics if we can watch a movie with the Marines out there. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, that'd be great. What a great idea.
That'd be a blast. We're doing our next Semper Film on May 13th. I'll be back in town, and we'll be hanging out with our friends. Hey, Scott, can you hang out for a little bit longer? I want to talk about a bunch of things.
Is that okay?
All right.
I'd love to.
I'm asking you to.
Yes, please. I'd love to.
It got confusing there for a minute. I asked you, and then you were asking me.
Well, I didn't want to be like the guest that never leaves.
Oh, please stay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN and WGNradio.com.